family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Eat your dick. Put them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lube Jobs? Lube Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker off.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Your head.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the pussy is out there. I believe. Plus, live neutering and domestic presidential abuse. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Haven't spoke to you guys in a while. We had a long weekend because of Labor Day. Hope you all celebrated that and had a great time. Hope you applauded yourselves, gave yourselves a nice pat on the back for being part of the workforce. And not only that, but for being listeners of the show. Because, as you know, nothing is more laborious than listening to my voice for 30 minutes. And that's what Labor Day is all about. Right? I guess that's what Labor Day is for. Anyways, got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday for you. This is a simple bit. I read you a piece of erotic fiction. But this being Distorted View, it's not your run-of-the-mill fuck story. No, no. The people who write these stories, there's something seriously wrong with them. Especially today's piece. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Anyways, these are real pieces of fiction. They are intended to get you off. However, they miss the mark considerably. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, today's story is entitled Lunch at Eat a Tit. That's right, Eat a Tit. It's going to be a fantastic piece of literature, I can already tell. It was a small establishment and not very busy when they arrived. It was in the middle of the week, most tables were empty, and the few customers already present were hungrily devouring their meals. They were greeted by a busty blonde waitress. Welcome to Eat a Tit! They were given a nice and cozy corner with a table for two. It was quite quiet there, just perfect for a couple like Tibero and Frasier. "What would you like to order, sir and madam?" the waitress asked them. "May I suggest today's special?" she inquired. Tibero and Frasier nodded their approval, and she continued. "The chef's suggestion for today is grilled tit meat, served with mint and a hint of rosemary." "We'll have that," Tibero replied. "Very well, sir," the waitress said, and started to unbutton the top of her dress to reveal a pair of ample and well-curved breasts. I mean, the title of the story was Eat a Tit. I don't know what you were expecting. Are these to your liking, or do you wish to have another set? She asked them. Frasier looked at the blonde's tits with wide-open eyes while Tibero squeezed them to check them for firmness. Yeah, they're quite good. They'll do. We'll have these, he said, while tugging at her nipples and pinching her tit, at which she whimpered slightly. Then she excused herself and headed towards the kitchen to place the order. She returned with a small portable grill. She's gonna grill her tits on a George Foreman. Can't wait till it sizzles. Yes, she returned with a small portable grill and placed it on the table Tibero and Frasier were sitting at. Then she lit the fire under the grill with expert efficiency. What type of sauce would you like? She asked them while rubbing her breasts with cooking oil. I'm gonna have the barbecue sauce, replied Frasier. Same here, was Tibero's reply. The waitress then headed back to the kitchen to retrieve the requested sauce while the grill was heating up. Frasier kissed Tibero while the waitress was away, and he kissed her back. when it's a romantic evening, after all, it's magical. When the waitress returned, they were hugging each other and in a deep embrace, kissing each other wildly. The waitress placed the small containers with barbecue sauce onto the table and waited a short moment until the most passionate kisses had died down before interrupting them. "Excuse me, how would you like your tit meat served? Medium rare or well cooked?" Frazier said, "I'd like mine, medium rare." Tibero replied, "I want mine well cooked." The waitress fumbled at her dress and continued to remove the rest of her top part. She then took off her bra and was left completely naked from the waist upward. The small grill had heated up in the meantime and was sizzling hot. The waitress took a step and moved directly in front of the grill. She placed her hands on each side of the grill and then breathed in slowly to prepare herself. She then leaned forward so that her breasts were directly above the grill. She then lowered them down until they were just about to touch the grid of the grill. She could feel the heat and she looked at Tibero and Frazier before pushing her tits onto the grill. Both smiled back at her with approval. She pressed her breast down onto the grill so that as much of the base of her breasts were laid onto the grill. The heat and pain was excruciating. The waitress had never imagined that it would hurt that much. She had... Okay, I want to know one thing. Why would you ever take a job at this restaurant? I would think they would have to mention, you know, you're going to be grilling your breasts during the interview process. And furthermore, after you grill your breast once and they, you know, the customers eat it, then what do you do for the company? You're fired. The waitress had watched countless numbers of her colleagues serving their breasts to customers that way, and they all seemed to have enjoyed it. She had always imagined that it would be a very enjoyable experience. Right. You didn't realize that placing your breasts on the grill was going to cause you pain? It was nothing like she had imagined. Feeling her breasts slowly being cooked was extremely painful. No shit. What was worse was that she was doing the cooking herself. There were no restraints to rely on to pull her back. She had to control herself and keep her tits glued to the grill and let them roast. She also had to make sure to take them off when they were cooked fully and not let them burn. It wasn't an easy task, but somehow she managed. I also love how the waitress just continues to smile and is very pleasant towards the customers. I'd be pissed at them, especially while I was grilling my breasts in excruciating pain. Although you gotta smile if you want those tips. Tibero and Frazier watch with interest, of course, as her tits cooked. Fat from her tits dripped off into the fire under the grill and evaporated at once, causing it to sizzle. The aroma in the air produced from grilling her tits was absolutely mouth-watering and making Tibero and Frazier very hungry. Soon enough, Frazier's ordered tit was ready. The waitress straightened up and pulled her tits off the grill and placed them onto the carving block. Ah, I thought they were just going to let the customers, like, you know, eat her tits right off of her body. Which leads me to this question. If she was going to just cut her boob off anyways to carve it, why didn't you cut your boobs off before placing them on the grill? Doesn't make any sense. She retrieved a sharp carving knife from somewhere underneath the table and cut off her left tit for Frazier. She winced a little bit while she cut through her own breast, but since it was half-cooked anyways, most of her pain nerves were gone. The severed tit was placed onto Frazier's plate, and she wished Frazier a great meal. If you need anything, give me a holler. Some butter, whatever. Then, more drinks. Then she went back to the grill and pressed her remaining breast onto it and continued to cook it for Tibero. Of course, he wanted the well-done boob. Tibero was getting very hungry now that Frazier had her food, but he still had to wait a bit longer for his. He looked around and waved to another waitress who immediately hurried towards his direction. She had huge, bulging breasts and long, smooth brunette hair. "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" she asked. "I'd like a glass of milk, please." certainly, sir. Frazier took Tibero's hands and smiled at him. He, in response, took a hold of her hand, and they held hands while watching the blonde waitress trying hard to keep her breast pressed onto the grill. She was sweating heavily from the heat, and her face was filled with pain and exhaustion. She was concentrating very hard to try to keep her breasts on the grill and not jump up. Then the brunette waitress returned with an empty glass. Y'all saw this coming, didn't we? She was standing beside Tibero and asked him whether he wanted self-service, to which he nodded. She then tugged at her shirt and unbuttoned it. Her huge tits. He needs to find some new words for tits. Because he's used it a gazillion times already. Mammary glands, melons, jugs. Come on, switch it up, man. Anyways, her huge tits immediately sprang free and popped out. She had big nipples and dark areolas. Descriptive. DeBaro grabbed one of her tits and positioned his glass under it. Then he squeezed the tit, and sweet-looking white milk squirted into his glass. The supply of milk from her tit seemed to be endless. He continued to squeeze the tit-produced milk until the glass was full. DeBaro stopped squeezing the tit and sampled the fresh glass of milk. The milk tasted warm and was delicious. The brunette waitress remained there in case DeBaro wanted to refill his glass. Meanwhile, DeBaro's tit had cooked up and was ready to serve. The blonde waitress pulled her well-cooked breast from the hot grill and placed it onto the carving board. She picked up the carving knife again and began to slowly cut through her breast. This time there was no pain at all. She cooked her breast well done and killed all of the attached nerves. Good job. The knife went through her breast like soft butter, and soon she was left titless. And out of a job, probably. She placed her tit onto DeBaro's plate and wished him a good meal as well. Then she excused herself and left. To cry, no doubt. Another pretty waitress appeared quickly after that and added a creamy mint sauce onto each of their plates and then quickly disappeared as well. Well, it all just sounds delicious. DeBaro and Fraser started to eat their meal. Their deliciously grilled tit meat tasted good with creamy mint sauce. Fraser cut big chunks of the tit on her plate and dipped it into her barbecue sauce and then hastily devoured it. DeBaro cut the tit on his plate into smaller pieces and placed each individual piece into his mouth. Now, you really have to stop and wonder about the person who wrote this story. This is his fantasy. If this guy ever gets a girlfriend, oh, there are going to be some awkward conversations. All right, he also topped off his glass of milk. He grabbed the other tit of the brunette and squeezed it so an abundance of milk squirted from her tit. Fraser was also thirsty and asked for some golden lemonade. Okay. Yes, the brunette, once she had provided DeBaro with his milk, bent down and took off her panties to reveal a smooth-shaven pussy. She then retrieved another glass from a shelf close to where DeBaro and Fraser were sitting. She spread her legs and placed the glass straight beneath the opening of her pussy. A stream of golden piss flowed out of her pussy into the glass. Fraser licked her lips while her glass was filling with golden lemonade. When it was full, the brunette handed her the glass, and Fraser immediately drank from it. She quickly emptied the whole drinking glass of all the golden piss in it. Fraser, like many of the Onoxian women, loved the taste of refreshing piss. The brunette, it's spelled O-N-I-X-I-A-N. I don't know. The brunette then quickly refilled the glass for Fraser. She rubbed her pussy furiously for a few seconds and then started to piss into the glass until it was full again. The end. What the hell was the story about? I have a feeling this Onoxian is going to give us a clue. Let me do a quick search here. I have to know. Onoxian. Onoxian apparently is a World of Warcraft person or group of people. I think I just read some sort of weird World of Warcraft fan fiction. Kind of makes the story even better, doesn't it? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Do you love the sound of my voice? Do you want to hear more of my mouth spewing stupidity? If so, sign up for the Sideshow, Distorted View's member site. You get full access to every single episode of Distorted View. That's well over 900 now, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and videos. We did an exclusive weekend program that was posted Friday night. If you want to check it out, sign up for the Sideshow right this second. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Oh, we got a bonus episode of the show for you today as well. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yes, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. To be specific, sheriff's officers say they have arrested a man who threatened the life of his mother and President Bush. I'm starting with you, old woman. As soon as you're taken care of, I'm moving on to Bush. I love that. Those are the two people he's going to kill. From his mom to Bush. Bradley Bennett is charged with assaulting his 80-year-old mother. That I fully condone. Police arrested him at the 55-year-old's home on 14th Street. Officers say Bennett was in his bedroom threatening his mother when they arrived. Police say they found him with a .22-caliber rifle and two pellet rifles in the bedroom. According to officers, Bennett became agitated when his mother failed to have dinner ready for him.
Mom didn't have the meatloaf ready when I got home. And neither did President Bush, I'm guessing. Why else would I want to shoot the president?
I don't know. According to officers, Bennett became agitated when his mother failed to have dinner ready on time. According to...
You can just call me. I wouldn't
dinner,
know what...
Dinner ready is pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't... Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
You
want to
see what hurts? That's what hurts!
Just a big baby. Now, many people say the best part of that particular clip is when he slaps. You want to see what hurts? That's what hurts! My favorite part is just when he says, "Get back in the kitchen!" If at first you don't succeed, try again. According to his mom, he promised to beat her until she was unconscious. If I was his mother, I would say, "Yeah, smartass, you're going to beat me. Then why the hell are you pointing a gun at my face? That's for shooting, not beating. Get a brick or a baseball bat or something. You can't do anything without your mother's help. Probably explains why you're 55 years old and still living with her." His mother told police Bennett told her he wanted her dead so he could live alone. That's one way to get your own house. According to police, after the officer arrested Bennett, he confessed to wanting to kill his mother, and he said he wanted to do the same to the president. See what I mean? This guy is stupid. First of all, he says he's going to beat his mother unconscious while he's pointing a gun at her. And then, after he's been arrested, he starts confessing to other things he wanted to do. No! When you're arrested, keep your mouth shut! You're already in trouble. You don't want to get in more trouble. I don't know how many times we have to go over this. Second story we have for you today, there's something...
I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You're good in your life.
You know what David Hasselhoff juggling two spokesperson gigs for Wendy's and Grey Goose means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity.
Michael Jackson.
Entertainment.
Implants.
Hollywood.
Is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Guess who's a sex freak? Dun, 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 dun. Does that give you a hint? No, I'm not very good at humming. The truth is out there, whether we want it or not. David Duchovny has checked into a rehab clinic to undergo treatment for sex addiction. Quote, "I have voluntarily entered a facility for the treatment of sex addiction." Who's not addicted to sex, right? The problem is, celebrities are the ones that can get the most sex, so when they settle down with someone, a hot piece of ass like Tia Leone or whatever, it's hard for a guy to just focus on his wife, because there's so many girls, and guys probably, wanting to bang you, you know, the temptation is there. So really, what happens is, he's going into rehab for sex addiction, because his wife found out he was having an affair, probably. He's like, "Oh no, I've got this problem, you see. It's called sex addiction." That's what it is. It's like when a celebrity gets caught, you know, cheating, then, you know, it's a convenient out for them. I'm a medical doctor, I know this. "I have voluntarily entered a facility for the treatment of sex addiction," Duchovny said. "I ask for respect and privacy for my wife." Sorry, David. And children as we deal with this situation as a family. The 48-year-old X-Files star, that was what I was humming earlier. I don't know how the rest of it goes. He won a Golden Globe this year for playing an oversexed, struggling writer on Showtime's Californication. And he's been married to Taya Leone since May 1997. They have two children together, blah, blah, blah. Showtime spokesperson or vice president or something said, "All of us at Showtime wish David and his family the best during this very private time." as I'm releasing a press release about it. Very private. The second season of Californication, premiering September 28th, finished shooting late last month, and 12 episodes are ready to go. I'm not a sex addict, he said in an interview with Playgirl in 1997. I have never been to those meetings. It's hurtful to my family. And if I was involved with a woman in a monogamous relationship, it would be hurtful to her. He went on to say there has been other hurtful stories. There was another story claiming I was a neat freak. If I had to choose one of the two, I would think I'd rather be a sex addict. It's not funny, and I'll be glad when it goes away. Uncomfortably enough, Leone herself quashed a rumor that her hubby was afflicted with a sex addiction back in May of 1998, telling Elle magazine that she found the notion very exciting. David was accused of being a sex addict, Leone said, which I always found very exciting, and then I found out it wasn't true. Well, lucky for you, it is true. Was it still exciting? Your hubby's been spreading his jelly babies all over town. That, my friends, is your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Expedition tonight. One more story for you. Have you guys living in the United States been to your respective state fair? I believe every state has one, and they're all stupid. Maybe it's a Midwest thing, but agriculture is well represented in these stupid state fairs. So much like at the Ohio State Fair, you can look at butter sculptures of giant cows. That's right, a butter cow. And then the 4-H does their gay little, you know, redneck shit and all that. You know, it's boring, right? You just go there basically for the food, right? Well, Michigan has a unique exhibit, I guess, going on. There's something a bit different at the Miracle of Life exhibit this year at the Michigan State Fair. Live neutering. That's right, live spaying and neutering. I find it interesting that the name of the exhibit is Miracle of Life when really neutering prohibits the miracle of life or birth or whatever you want to call it. In an effort to control the pet population and educate the public on the benefits of spaying and neutering, look, you can educate the public about it without having to show them, right? Because that's going to turn people off, I would think. Live surgeries will be performed in a mobile surgical unit called the Healthy Pet Surgical Suite. Veterinarians will spay and neuter adoptable cats and dogs from the Michigan Humane Society while the crowd views the procedure through a large window into the surgical tent. They can also view it close up on two television monitors. It's a neuter jumbotron. To make it all possible to bring the attraction to the state fair, the Michigan Humane Society partnered up with the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association, Michigan Partnership. Who cares? It's just dogs and cats getting their wee little balls chopped off. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Checking in with my freaky deacons. I haven't heard from you guys lately since we had a long weekend.
Hey, Tim. Michael Carino from Akron, Ohio.
Michael.
I was listening to Monday's show where you had the audio from the porno with the two people.
Okay, that's every episode of Distorted View. You're going to have to be more specific.
Audio from the porno with the two people who are siblings. And I don't know that they normally or that most families would normally advertise this, but there's an actual term for what the male would be to the baby. Now, of course, most people don't talk about this that often. But what the male would be to the baby once born is the dad uncle. I thought I'd let you know that.
Oh, the dad uncle. Okay, so because in the porno, the brother impregnates the sister, and so Michael Carino says the baby would refer to that person, like the guy who impregnated his sister, as the dad uncle. All right, well, that's very helpful. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak here. I got an offer for you. My wife and I are going to have a baby girl. So if we name her Alexis K. Tyler, they can get a lifetime membership?
Well, no, I don't care about Alexis K. Tyler. Now, if you name your child, your child's middle name is Jagu, or if you name your child, if his first name is Distorted and his middle name View, then yes, you'll get a free membership.
Hello, Tim. This is Catman. That's with a C, not an F. Anyways, I really enjoy the show. I'm a Sideshow member, new Sideshow member.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, out of all the sex videos you have, there seems to be a dearth of, a lack of lesbian material. Mm-hmm. Is it just dykes aren't that funny?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think dyke porn is that funny. I'll tell you why. The girls that are in lesbian pornos are not really lesbian. I hate to break that news. They're the same girls that you would see in male-female scenes. They look like standard, you know, girly porn stars. They look like whores. Now, I will tell you, if there were real lesbians in pornos, I would probably play a lot more of it on the show. Like big, fat, bull dyke-looking women. Women with fat sausage fingers and low voices. Yeah, I'm gonna finger your pussy. Ah, call me Mama Bill. All right, next up here.
Tim.
Yes.
Scott from Phoenix again. You didn't play my voicemail yesterday.
Oh, no.
So now I'm angry. So, you know what? I'm gonna drill your ass now, okay?
Ooh.
I've been listening to you since Christmas of 2005. All right, that's almost 3 years, okay? Now, I've just noticed, sadly, that... God, dude, you only play like 4 fucking songs for the end of every show.
I know.
You have like a loop of 4 songs that you play. You always play one of the 4. You know what? Get a new fucking song.
Well, why don't you suggest some to me, sir?
Jagu, Tim, it's Angelo from Florida. I was walking into work today, working a pharmacy. As soon as I get out of my car, I'm walking up to the front door of the Walgreens. And there's an old lady that had fell, and yeah, there's blood everywhere. But the only thing I could think to myself is if she could get up or not. And just the night before, I saw a Life Alert commercial. I thought it was great. I kind of just sat back and watched the paramedics
having chest pains,
out there sipping a Diet Coke, just laughing, thinking about the commercial.
Thank you very much, you heartless bastard.
Chiku, Tim.
Chiku.
Adam from D.C., Sideshow member calling.
Nice.
Hey, I just finished listening to Thursday's podcast, and 2 things really stuck out in my head. Number one, I thought it was apropos and ironic that the racist broadcaster was going to get fired from KTNB.
That's
the same show. I don't know about the rest of the freaks out there, but I certainly had a I know you're a freak when moment when you introduced the new dickhole guy, and I got all excited. Anyway, take it easy, Tim. Jigu!
Jigu to you!
Hey, Timmy. It's James out in Southern California, Sideshow Freak. Jigu.
Jigu.
Anyway, I was flipping through one of the local trade papers down here.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the funniest thing. I don't know if you remember, but few years ago, the band Great White
once bitten twice shy. Yeah.
Gig out in Jersey.
Yes.
The place caught on fire and killed 200 people.
Right.
Anyway, that happened about 3 or 4 years ago. Now Great White is out in San Diego next week doing a benefit concert for the wildfire victims.
Oh.
I just had to start laughing, and I don't know if it's karma or what, but I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thought you might get a kick out of that. Anyway, you know, it's still August, technically, and we're still celebrating your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I would remember to send you something, but I'm that broke.
That's okay. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, it's people! Grilled tit meat is made out of people! Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We're not done yet. You guys are Sideshow members. Got a bonus episode of the show. If you're not a member, sign up now, or we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody!
Fucking thing sucks!